We're heading for trouble. Now, this is the Danger Zone on Money Life. It's where we talk about stocks that, well, according to the folks from New Constructs, they are headed for trouble. They are misleading. Because misleading is where you get into trouble. It can also be where you find opportunity. At New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And they do it by combining discounted cash flow analysis and forensic accounting. They dig in at the footnotes level and they work their way up. And sometimes, you know, somebody else takes a look at something and thinks it is attractive because of the top-down numbers. They dig in and find out
this is an ugly business, man.
If it's ugly, it's misleading. If it's misleading, it's dangerous. If you want to learn more about what they do, go to newconstructs.com, where I point out they blog about their danger zone picks. So there's always more information there on the things we discuss here. David Trainer is the founder and chief executive at New Constructs. David, great to have you back on Money Life.
It is good to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
David joins us on the Gainbridge Hotline. Gainbridge has embarked on a mission to create a digital platform that provides direct access to trusted annuity products without complexity or hidden fees. Learn more at gainbridge.life. David, who's in the danger zone this week?
Snap.
Danger, danger.
Snap, it's ticker symbol SNAP. It has been in the danger zone in the past, but what has changed to bring it back to and deeper into the danger zone now?
Well, we're going back through some of these danger zone stocks, Chuck, over the last couple months. Have we seen that not a small amount of them have actually gone bankrupt? And what we've seen really with a lot of the danger zone stocks in general, just by their nature, their cash burning, expensive valuation, well, the heat is up now, Chuck, because as quantitative tightening has returned to the markets, the cost of capital is going way up. And the tolerance for lenders, investors of all sorts, for investing in businesses that are burning cash with no sign of ever actually generating profit is going way down. And so these companies that have been able to sustain their effectively zombie operations because they can just access cheap capital, just keep rolling over debt into new debt, super cheap, are facing the end of the line. Because they're not going to be able to roll over the liabilities that they've rolled up to this point in the easy money environment. And so Snap is our fourth zombie stock. We've outlined three already. And, you know, look, it's burning a ton of cash. It's got less than a year's worth of cash on the balance sheet right now. They don't raise new financing, and we don't know if they're going to be able to raise new financing. So either this business has to dramatically turn itself around or it dies.
That means you don't really need a catalyst. You can be a zombie kind of interminably, can't you?
That's what we've seen with a lot of these danger zone stocks, right? Right, Chuck? You've been asking me for years, you know, hey, when's it going to go down, David? What's going to be the catalyst? And mostly what I say is that my crystal ball is not working, but I also made the general point that nothing probably is really going to be a catalyst for these stocks until the general environment changes to where there's a generally less tolerable environment for giving money to businesses that don't make money. And until investors decide they want to stop doing that, these things can keep going. So we think that we're approaching the end of the line. We're seeing a lot of these stocks down 70, 80, 90%. It's outperformed the S&P 500 as a short by 56% since we first put it in the danger zone in September 2020.
It peaked, its 52-week high was over $83 a share back at the start of the year. Everything peaked at the start of the year, but it was even higher than that last fall, and now it's down 10 bucks a share. So it's lost 80-plus percent of its value total.
And we think it's got much farther to fall. Is that the next question?
Yeah, you'd think you get through 80% of losses, there's not much more to go. But the truth is, there's still as much as another 100%. Like, you could lose everything from here.
Yeah. I mean, look, I mean, at the end of the day, like, we've been living in kind of a twilight zone for the last 10 years, really, since the financial crisis, where these companies are being birthed into existence. You know, they're not making money. They talk about growing their user base. They are up against formidable competitors. You know, in the case of Snap, you're looking at Facebook and Google, and they're not making any money. They never made any money. Snap has burned through almost $14 billion in cash since going public in 2017. And as we're seeing user growth decelerate and even decline, there's really not a single metric that's keeping the head above water here. Like it's always been losing money. Its average revenue per user is also decelerating. User growth decelerating and even declining in the rest of the world. It's like, I don't know. What leg do you stand on as a business if you don't make money and people don't want to give you more money to burn?
Well, the leg that you stand on is, does somebody want to buy them? And the other word for that in your vernacular is stupid money risk. So what's the stupid money risk here that somebody's going to go, snap, can't let that brand name go to zero, so I got to pay something for it. And is there any indication they'd be willing to pay more than the $10 a share you're getting for it now?
I don't think so. I mean, I think what we've seen in the last few years with a lot of these IPOs is too many companies coming into a given space. A lot of people and companies just following other successful businesses, saying they're going to be the next Facebook, saying they're going to be the next Amazon, they're going to be the next Google, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that there's going to be some time for some consolidation, but that consolidation with a company like Snap is going to come at a really low price because on the margin, it's just not working out. So stupid money risk is always a risk for sure. But we think that the stock can fall a lot farther because nobody's in a rush here.
And stupid money risk, it's really only a risk when you've got a stock where you go, hey, I think somebody could step in and pay a lot more for this. This stock, it's more along the lines of somebody saving it from the gallows rather than somebody, you know, saying there's something there that I really need to add to what I got, right?
Yeah, because even if you're talking about $5 a share, they still got to improve to justify that. You got to bring the margin up from negative 15 to a positive 8 and then grow a consensus for the next 3 years. And then at 17% a year after that through 2028. So raising margins and growing at a high rate are things that never almost happen together, right? And it's either or if you're lucky. So I don't have to say, except that this just seems, you know, it's super expensive, even if you think about it falling another 50% from where it's looking at, from last Friday.
And that's why Snap, ticker symbol Snap, back in the danger zone. Now, just kind of the walking dead, a zombie in the danger zone. David, great stuff as always. Thanks so much for joining me on the show.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer is founder and chief executive officer at New Constructs, newconstructs.com, on Twitter at New Constructs. David's on Twitter at TheRealDTrain37. And check them out if you want to see the most attractive and most dangerous lists. You want to see their blog to get more information on their danger zone picks and more. We'll be back with Zoe Berry from Zingaroo right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.